We uploaded a cover of Uptown Funk in November, and it was the first pop crossover cover that we had ever done. And about 2 days later, we got an email from UK Fan Search, a very strange email asking if we would like to participate in a documentary. They didn't tell us anything else, but are we free on this date? And we turned up to meet a few other people who'd also uploaded a cover of Uptown Funk. And we were told that we are going to try and do a big collaboration and record a track all together. We weren't told where or anything else. So we met the other guys and we were put in the van. Sounds a bit sketchy. We pulled up to Abbey Road Studios, which was a huge surprise. We went in, started playing. Mark walked in, which was another huge surprise, and told us that he was going to produce our new collaborated cover. And then we spent a few hours recording, and that was it. So it was a pretty priceless experience.
How did it feel when you saw him and you realised what was going to happen?
I don't think we even... Like, we saw him and we thought, oh my goodness, he's here. That means he must have seen our cover before. Oh wait, if he's here, he's probably not just here to meet us. Oh, he's here to actually work with us. Like, all these kind of thoughts just started unraveling, and it was just in that moment you don't really know what to do apart from just smile and not look like a creep.
I mean, what was it like to work with Mark Ronson? I mean, obviously he's worked with a lot of, you know, the biggest artists on the planet, really.
It was brilliant working with Mark. He's so down to earth. And he was so chilled. He just sat with us and he said, right, so what have you guys come up with so far? And we played through to him what we kind of come up with. And he just gave us ideas and feedback. And he was on it. Obviously, it's his tune. And his ears just picked up on the smallest things. And he was just fantastic to work with.
So you could really feel when you were working with him then, you could feel why he's such a successful producer.
Yeah, and he was definitely a collaborator. He let us speak. He kind of asked what we were doing in our original tracks and tried to incorporate everybody, because there were six of us all trying to produce one thing, and we'd all met each other for the first time that morning.
And we'd realised that all six of us had been playing in completely different keys, in different styles, and... like the actual job to put all of that together and try and find a unanimous interpretation was, like, if you think about it, it's quite a challenge, especially when you only have like an hour to work it out. So he had his work cut out for him, but he was just fantastic and so on it.
And how did your friends and family react when you told them what had happened?
We weren't allowed to tell anyone for a really long time. Of course we told our parents and our like immediate very close friends, but other than that we had to sit on it for, I mean, not for too long, it was only a month, but now when it's all come out, it's so nice to be able to actually share it with everyone, and it's like reliving it again, actually seeing the video, what we managed to produce in that day. Our friends are kind of in disbelief. They're like, when did this happen? You didn't tell us. And of course we weren't allowed to say anything, but they're all very, very pleased for us, which is lovely.
And just finally then,